Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that if we are going to spend all of our time on a scorner after he has rejected Christ, we are wasting time. Let's pick up at that spot today. A man left here years ago from my church telling me he needed to go where he can thrive spiritually. Now, today, the same man did go. He's in a Calvinistic, blended with the religious rock church. Now, I would say he's thriving spiritually, but not in the spirits of God, but rather in the spirits that we were warned against in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15. Now, they are religious spirits. I mean, this chapter of our text, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. And so that was it. And verse 5 tells us one of those tests. They're the world, therefore speak they the world, and the world heareth them. So that's how we're to test the Spirit. We're to check them out, my friend. And this tells us whether they're of God or whether they're not of God. God's will must always be God's way. So, there are spirits, but they're not the Spirit of God. So if the Spirit is tried by the Word of God, and on the other side of Christ, but parading as an angel of light, he deceives. Now, in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 8 and 9, he says, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." That's why I preach the Word of God. That's why we try to teach the Word of God. Look, not everybody's going to get saved that hears the gospel. We hope they do. We hope that at least a seed gets planted that may later bring them to Christ Jesus. But we don't change the Word, we don't change the doctrine, because they're offended at it. So, don't reprove a scorner. Because if you're going to spend all your time on the scorner after he's rejected it, you're wasting your time. Help the man that's wanting to do right. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he'll be yet wiser. You see, it'll begin to make a difference. Now, we are all to be witnesses. We're supposed to try to bring souls to the Christ, and we're not to give up on souls. But realize that that's not our only occupation in Christ. We have to edify the church, edify the body of Christ, and bring them to the knowledge of the truth. Now, it appeals to the flesh, and the world likes it. Why? Why would the world like it? They are dead, that is, they are spiritually dead in trespasses and sin. They're separated from God. As the church at Laodicea, they may have a name that they live and they're alive, you know. Or at Sardis, that they have a name that thou livest, but really, in God's sight, they're dead. You know, Sardis had that name, a name that thou livest. Everybody thought, wow, boy, that's the happening church, man. Look at those crowds, they're growing. Look at that church there at Laodicea. Boy, look at the numbers. Look at everything going there. Now, I'm not against numbers. I'm against numbers that are gathered without the Word of God. You see, A lot of churches are filled with empty people. And so they get the attitude, they're the with it church that has it going. But the Lord says, they know not they are dead. They don't know that they're ready to die. Because he hasn't found their work that they ought to be. Dead spirits do not respond to spiritual things. And for that matter, neither do Christian spirits who have quenched and grieved the Holy Spirit of God. They must be chastened. If not, then chapter 12 of Hebrews tells that if you're truly saved, you're going to go in this direction. You're going to go in the way of the world, and you're going to live like the world. You're going to, all of a sudden, lasciviousness, anything goes. Here's what the Bible says if you are truly saved. He says, and ye have forgotten, in Hebrews 12, verse 5, the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we've had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they barely, that is, our fathers, for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, God does it for our profit, that we might be partaker of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. Now, you're going to live in the world, you're going to do these things. What does the Bible tell you? It tells you God's going to chasten you. He may even scourge you. And if you do these things, live this way, and you're without the chastening hand of God on you, he says you're none of his. I don't determine that. God does. He says you're none of his. You never were his. It's not that you used to be his, but you're not no more. You never were. You got a little bit of religion, but you didn't get Christ. So many are wrapped up in the materialism of this life, and what appeals to the flesh? They want their goals to be satisfied for their physical life, or maybe for what religious men call good. Not necessarily what the Bible calls good. In essence, if we preach the word, those who have the world in their heart simply will not hear us. Look, I've had people that were with me in the past, ministered with me, worked with me in churches, and now they're either in contemporary or just completely away from the Lord. And I've had them lie about me, say things about me, and I don't try to resurrect every lie or everything else they have told. What I'm saying is, they lie. Why? Because the weapons of their warfare are carnal. They make false accusation. Well, the devil's an accuser. And so the devil gives them accusation. It's false accusation. I've got a man that even now, I don't know why he listens to our broadcast, but he does. But it's not unusual to at least once a day get something negative from him about me. And I just sit there. Sometimes I've answered him laughing out loud because it's so ignorant what he has said. But I don't always do that, but sometimes you just kind of have to laugh and do it. What I'm saying is this, is that the guy, in essence, is saying, I'm God. I can see your heart. You don't have the Holy Spirit in you. That's what's wrong with you. You don't have the Holy Spirit in you. Now, so what he's saying is that he can actually see physically the Holy Spirit, and he can see in my heart. And yet God said, man looks at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. So if only God looks at the heart, he's claimed to be God. Now, He wasn't claiming verbally to be God, but his actions and his words said, I'm God, because you're not of God. You couldn't be of God. And he gets on me because I preached against homosexuality and standing up for Christ, being a witness, and the things, you know, of freedom. He's against me preaching against sin. But, you know, I'm going to go with Paul and Jesus Christ and all those that preach that way. And that's the way he told us to preach, preach the word. They don't like it. They don't even like the verse by verse. He criticizes that constantly. But I'm saying that to say this. Criticism, false accusation, lies, those are all instruments, warfare instruments of the devil. Ours are not carnal, so we don't need to lie about them, but just preach the word and keep on keeping on till the Lord takes us home. So, we do God's will, God's way, and that's the best way to do anything. After the religious spirits that are not of God, we see the righteous spirits that are of God in verse 6. He said, we're of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. That's pretty simple. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So they who speak of the things of the word and rightly divided, which is not Calvinism, and it's not unusual for me to get letters from Calvinists that say, you need to read this man's book, this person's book, that path. And when I say, you know what, I'm sick of the Bible and letting the Holy Ghost teach me, oh, they get upset, they get angry. And then they'll just simply say, you don't have the Holy Ghost, so you can't understand the word, because only the Holy Ghost can teach the word. But they don't quote scriptures, they quote the authors, and then when they do try to quote a scripture, they don't explain it, they don't show it, they just say this verse. Got one that was upset with me because I use Bible verses. Even the devil can use Bible verses, and that's true. The devil used Bible verses against Jesus, used Bible verses against Eve. He won in Eve's case, but lost big time in Jesus' case. Yeah, he can use a word. He can use the scripture. But he can also use Calvinism, and he's more adept at that because he's the author of it. Now, why of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh? That's why people speak the truth in love, because it's in their heart. That mouth will always put forth that which is holy, for it speaks of a holy God. They are wrapped up in the word of God, rightly divided, and being obedient thereto. He knoweth God is the idea of how a man knows his wife or parents their children. That's not speaking of the physical knowledge, but rather knowing their person.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my